You're listening to episode number 1899 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
It's Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Time for some random facts. In the 1300s in England, we guess we need to know that, one of the only ways for a woman to get a divorce was if her husband was impotent. Yes.
Whoa.
And this is crazy. There was an actual job for someone who would inspect men's junk to determine if their wives' claims were true. These would, of course, be in the days before the little blue pill and the four-hour rule.
Well, I wonder how they inspect it.
Well, they looked at it. Anyway.
It's like, well, yeah, that one looks important. Yeah, anyway. Oh, that one looks good.
The first big studio movie to feature the F word was MASH in 1970, the movie.
Really?
There was a big football game at the climax of the movie, and the character named Painless says, quote, "All right, bud, your effing head is coming right off."
Huh. Was it an R-rated movie?
It was an R-rated movie because... Okay.
I guess it would be.
Yeah, they lift the shower tent on Sally Kellerman, who played Hot Lips, and she's naked. So. I've seen it. Vern Troyer, a.k.a. Mini-Me, from the Austin Powers movies, was raised Amish.
No way.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Mini-Me.
Huh.
On the first season of Sesame Street, Oscar the Grouch was orange. I heard this. They changed him to green right before the second season by saying he had gone to a muddy swamp and turned green overnight.
That's traumatic.
Mm, yeah.
But yet kind of cute.
And
what is it? Bert and Ernie equals Bernie.
Equals Bernie. Oscar.
You've seen that, right?
And yes, I have. Oscar and Big Bird were voiced by the same guy, Carol Spinney. Yeah, he was. And Carol, I think, played both. He totally wore the Big Bird suit up until the time he retired a few years ago.
There's some really good stuff about that.
Yeah, there's a great little documentary about that. And Nebraska is the only triple landlocked state, which means it doesn't touch an ocean. The states bordering it don't touch an ocean, and the states bordering them don't touch an ocean. Triple landlocked state. And there you go, some random facts for today. Time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
All right, so Miley Cyrus volunteered to be part of Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton's upcoming nuptials as their wedding singer.
Miley Cyrus? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep, Miley Cyrus, wedding singer.
Mm.
So she's offered to lend her voice to the couple's special day after Gwen praised her recent performance on NPR's Music Tiny Desk series.
I haven't seen that, but I heard about it. I heard it was good.
A couple of tweets between Gwen and Miley. They were posted, and then Miley tagged Blank in the conversation. And she tweeted.
She tweeted.
"I'll be your wedding singer. I promise to be on my best behavior or worst. Whatever you want. It's your special day. Cheers to loving you both almost as much as you love each other."
Now, look, I think she should be her worst. I think she should come in like a wrecking ball.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, no, seriously. And naked, too. That would be would be a good effect. Right there. Boom.
Well,
one wedding singer shows up naked.
But it would take, would it take,
think about that for a minute.
Would it take any attention away from the bride?
Well, of course it would. Of course it would. Although, when you're Gwen Stefani, I don't think anybody's going to chew any scenes around you. No. She's stealing all the scenes.
Anyway, so Blake didn't respond, but Gwen showed interest in taking her up on her offer by replying, "Thanks, puppy," with emojis of red hearts, a dog, and a kissy face.
Oh, my God. She called her puppy. She probably enjoyed that, because, she's Miley Cyrus. I was just wondering if Miley Cyrus would come with a bunch of drugs and try and crash the party.
Party favors?
Yeah, party favors. Not only is she the wedding singer, she's this wedding crasher at the same time. Maybe she's interested in the bridesmaids. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she is. Maybe
I don't know. Depends on
what's
going on.
Is that what the deal is? That's the whole wedding crasher thing. Is trying to get lucky with the bridesmaids because everybody's that's a thing.
No, I know.
It's a wedding crasher thing.
That's true.
Well, you know, speaking of movies that are etched in our heads.
But she wants to be invited to be the singer, not the crasher.
I just don't see Miley Cyrus doing more than like a song or two. I don't see her standing up, you know, for every dance going, okay, now just the ladies. Everybody come on up. We're going to do a ladies' line dance now. All right, ladies. Thinking about a sequel to that. I don't know. They should leave well enough alone.
The wedding singer?
Yeah. No, the wedding crashers. The wedding singer is with Adam Sandler.
Yes.
And Billy Idol, which I think Billy Idol steals the whole show at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert, Billy Idol's in the movie. What's the one with J-Lo? Wedding planner. This is Groundhog Day. How do we get on weddings? I don't know.
You go off on tangents. You go down the groundhog hole.
The groundhog hole. That's what you did there.
When a series of Instagram photos on Sunday, Kimmy Girl, she posed beachside in a brown string bikini and Yeezy's $75 foam runners, a.k.a. Yeezy Crocs.
Now, is that the cryptic part? Is that she's wearing his shoes and they're splitting up?
I mean, that's part of it.
So I'm not familiar with these Yeezy Crocs. Okay, first off, Crocs and bikinis don't go together.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's number one. Number two, how does she fit that bottom into a bikini? That's the other thing. I mean, you can't wear Spanx with a bikini or Skims. Sorry, Skims, not Spanx, Skims. I'm going to have to look this up Instagram. I didn't see it.
The caption is just chilling. So some followers seemed a little focused on Kim's puzzling footwear choice. And one person commented, am I the only one wondering if they're back together because of the Yeezys? And then a second added, give my boy all his sneakers back. And then one said, Kim, sweetie, you're getting divorced. You don't have to wear the ugly shoes anymore.
Yeah, see, that's the one thing I would say. Like, you know, don't worry about it. Well, oh, my God, she is wearing these things. They are butt ugly.
Kim has continued to keep fans guessing by both wearing and removing her wedding ring for social media posts and appearances.
I can't tell from this
because she thinks she's that interesting that people are going to want to follow her to the Instagram.
I am surprised she fit that bottom into that bottom. Maybe this is an old photo, people, with those ugly ass shoes. You know what I want to mention about the Kardashians? Khloe. What the hell did she do to her face? She's on TV now with a headache medicine, right?
Uh-huh.
And they have to put a chyron that says who she is because she doesn't look like herself.
No, she doesn't.
It's like, what? What did you do? She's getting rid of the OJ look, I think.
Okay, and looking at these pictures of Kimmy.
Yeah.
This is not how I chill.
With your butt straddling a railing. That's chilling.
Now, like her, my butt would fold over each side of the rail. But
you know who I'd like to see doing that pose? With better shoes. But the bikini that she's wearing is just fine. That would be Halle Berry. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you. All right, well, thank you for that.
Oh, you're just so welcome.
And with that, we will take our things and take our leave. Have yourself a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.